Now, IT gadget guru Stephen Fennig's website, which is a ripper, techguide.com.au. The man himself, Stephen, is on the line. Morning.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, mate. Very well. I was the only one of our little group here that tipped the Dolphins to beat your Rabbitohs last Thursday night.
Oh, mate, yeah. You put the mock on us, mate. But anyway, that's fine.
Yeah. I apologise.
I watched it in Paris, mate. It was lunchtime in Paris. I watched it on the news, Galaxy Z Fold 6, a foldable phone. I had the big screen open, watching it on the banks of the Seine River.
As you know, I mentioned I've upgraded to the S24, the basic model.
Yes.
What's interesting is a lot of the things, and mind you, I had an S10, which is now, about 7 or 8 years old. But
It's five years old now.
5 years old, is it? Okay, 5 years old. But a lot of things that were kind of left-hand are now on the right-hand, and I've jokingly said this is obviously the right-wheel drive version for Australia. Like the volume control and stuff, that was all on the left, it's now on the right. There's a couple of other things that are now situated on the right that were on the left. I've got my head around it now, and I must admit, I can't get over how much better the phone is. But these new Samsungs, which was the reason you were OS, they launched all these new Samsung gadgets, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They got the Z Fold 6, which is the one that opens up like a book, so 6.2-inch screen inside, 7.6-inch inside. As I said, I watched South lose on the big screen on the inside there. The Z Flip 6 is the one that folds in half, so it's a 6.7-inch screen, folds in half, and then there's a 3.4-inch screen on the outside. And with the Z Flip 6, they've taken the camera module from the S24, and that's now on the Flip 6. So the quality of camera has leapt up a generation on the Flip 6. You think that the Flip and the Fold, two different customers. The Fold is sort of more your multitasker, you know, creator, sort of higher end user, whereas the Flip is a little bit more sociable, a bit more creative, and having a better camera was a no-brainer. So they've advanced not only in the form factor, thinner, lighter, more durable as well. But they've also now got Galaxy AI, which I think you've discovered on the S24 now.
Yeah.
Galaxy AI on these new foldables goes to another level. And great features that take advantage of the dual screen form factor. Like, for example, they've got the translator. So I could walk up to someone in a foreign country, so I'm in Paris, and ask them directions to the Eiffel Tower. And with the screen on the outside, they're looking at what I'm saying, and it's coming up in French for them.
Yeah, well,
what they're saying is then translated on the inside screen. I'm seeing it in English, happening in real time. And they've got 16 languages that this works with, and there are going to be more. There was another time I was at a briefing. I sort of sat in a 48-minute briefing with a Samsung guy from Samsung talking about Galaxy AI with a bunch of other journalists. I had the Fold 6 in the Notes app transcribe the recording for me. I recorded the interview. Took 10 minutes to transcribe a 48-minute recording into each speaker, distinguish different speakers as well.
Wow.
And I was then also able to ask for a summary of that of transcript as well through AI.
Yeah, pretty good.
So they're just a couple of examples of the AI, how it can be used with this particular phone, on top of how you can already use it with, you know, sketch to image. You draw a little draw a little rudimentary image, it'll turn it into amazing drawing, and all the other ways where it can help you write an email or a message. So huge improvement here. But everyone was talking about was the Galaxy Ring.
I was about to ask you about the Ring. Yes,
the Ring is sort of has captured everyone's interest, and this is a new product that hopefully will make it to Australia before the end of the year. There's no confirmation yet. It's going to cost about $600, though. It's not cheap, but it does have all the sensors to track your sleep, your exercise, basically like a smartwatch that you wear on your finger, and is able to connect to your phone, and there are gesture controls so you can do things on your phone as well. So, yeah, this is going to be a popular one, mate. I think I'm hoping it makes it before the end of the year in Australia. All the other products, by the way, go on sale on July 31.
Okay.
That's when we'll see those.
And did you see the story about the Byron Bay swimmer on Saturday that ended up getting caught in a rip, and a strong swimmer, but ended up a kilometre out to sea, and he used his smartwatch to dial 000 and he got rescued. Had he not had the watch...
Just a another example of how smartwatches, well, he's got it, obviously, one connected to the cellular network, which is a lifesaver. I've heard other stories. There was a guy, I think, riding a bike in the middle of nowhere, got knocked off his bike by a kangaroo and woke up in an ambulance. That's sort of, they've got fall to detect. But in the surfer's instance, he just made a call through the cellular network when he got in trouble. Yeah. You can't take your phone out surfing with you, can you? But you watch right there.
Exactly. Look, the other interesting thing, you know, the electric vehicles have been coming down in price, and hybrid sales kind of went into limbo, but now hybrid sales are outstripping the sales of electric vehicles. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've heard that there's an increase there. I think there's a lot of people that may be still on the fence. I think this is a good sort of halfway choice. Although there are some people that are a little bit anxious, might not want to go fully electric, but want to dip the toe in the water, this is the way to do it. So there, how it works is there. If it's a plug-in hybrid, there's a smaller battery, you can charge that, use that maybe for your day-to-day driving, can maybe get you 50, 60 kilometres on the battery, and then when you run out of battery, it just kicks over to the petrol motor. So you're still saving money, and you got a petrol motor just in case. But when you consider we drive on average 30, 40 kilometres a day, then the electric motor might do you for your daily driving. Obviously, if you've got a longer drive, then you'll use both the electric motor and the battery as well as the normal fuel motor as well. So, yeah, I think it's a way for customers to maybe ease into the EV rather than going full out.
Yep. And, of course, you don't have to plug them in, although some, I believe, you can plug in with those hybrids.
Yeah, some are actual plug-in hybrids. You're right. Yes, yeah. Some you can plug in and charge the battery like you would a normal EV.
Yeah, okay. Good luck. I think you've got the West Tigers on Saturday.
West Tigers on Saturday up on the Central Coast. We're taking our home game up to the Central Coast.
Yeah. And you're going for a Blues win tomorrow night? You reckon we can do it?
I'd say so, yeah. Well, even without Latrell, mate, I think if they can produce that sort of effort, get a good field position early, get that kind of intensity, I reckon, mate, they've got the game in the bag.
Good on you, mate. Always good to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll catch up next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Richard.
And go the Rabbitohs. Stephen Fenwick, and again, he's our IT gadget guru. He's got a great website and often has some really good competitions as well on the website. That's Tech Guide, one word, techguide.com.au.